February the 19th. Thus says the Lord God, this also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them. Ezekiel 36:37. Prayer is the forerunner of mercy. Turn to sacred history, and you will find that hardly ever did a great mercy come to this world that was not preceded by supplication. You have found this true in your own personal experience. God has given you many unrequested blessings, but great prayer has always been the prelude of great mercy with you. When you first found peace through the blood of the cross, you have been praying much and earnestly interceding with God that He would remove your doubts and deliver you from your distresses. Your assurance was the result of prayer. When at any time you have had high and delightful joys, you have seen them as answers to your prayers. When you have had great deliverances out of intense troubles and mighty deliverance in great dangers, you have been able to say, I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. Prayer is always the preface to blessing. It goes before the blessing as the blessing's shadow. When the sunlight of God's mercies rises upon our necessities, it casts the shadow of prayer far down upon the plain. When God piles up a hill of mercies, He Himself shines behind them, and He casts the shadow of prayer on our spirits so that we can be certain that if we are much in prayer, our pleadings are the shadows of mercy. Prayer is connected with the blessing to show us the value of it. If we had the blessings without asking for them, we would think that they were common things, but prayer makes our mercies more precious than diamonds. The things we ask for are precious, but we do not realize their preciousness until we have sought for them earnestly. Prayer makes the darkened cloud withdraw. Prayer climbs the ladder Jacob saw, gives exercise to faith and love, brings every blessing from above.